Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston is facing a middle-income housing crunch, a problem the mayor's office says is unprecedented and getting worse. In a sweeping action plan outlined last year, the mayor's office reported that for the average middle-income family earning $80,000 a year, more than three-quarters of housing in the Boston real estate market was out of grasp, meaning too expensive to buy. Now, the city has launched a new team called the Housing Innovation Lab, which will try and find solutions to the housing problem. We're joined this morning by Susan Nguyen, program co-manager for the Housing Innovation Lab. Good morning, Susan, and thank you for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Before I ask my first question, a little background. Middle-income home ownership in Boston is well below the regional average. According to the city's data, home ownership in Boston is 43%, which compares to 69% for Greater Boston. Susan, what's driving that disparity?
Well, I think Boston is a unique area within the state, particularly because we are a large college and higher education city. There's a lot of drivers that push up the rental versus the ownership in this neighborhood.
What do you mean by that?
So within ownership within the city, we are lower than the rest of the region, mainly because a lot of people don't necessarily have the age and the income to do it at the moment. A lot of what we see is that the younger generation isn't buying housing like the older generation used to. And you don't see this just in Boston. You see this across any major city in the U.S.
You said part of the problem is that middle-income families don't earn enough to own their own homes. But the flip side of that is that the cost of owning a home is too high. Housing prices are just way high in Boston.
Yes, the cost to build in Boston averages up to $400,000 without any subsidies, and that just means the actual price tag at the end of the day is significantly higher than our average income of a family or a household here in Boston.
So regarding home ownership in the short term, how do you go about making the existing housing options more affordable for those in the middle income?
We are looking at ways that we're going to drive down the cost to build, the cost to buy, and cost to own. And what you're talking about right now is the cost to own and cost to buy. New construction is what we're thinking about in building. One of the really unique approaches that has been talked about is thinking about accessory dwelling units. Colloquially, we think of them as granny flats or in-law housing. And a lot of housing stock within Boston right now is being occupied by seniors who are aging in place and want to stay in place but live in a 6 to 7 bedroom house that they've raised their family in. And we need to think about how we can allow these families to take that large structure, be able to break it down so that the senior can age on the first floor and create an additional family unit on the top floor.
Will that help address home ownership, or will that help address the barriers to finding an affordable home to rent in Boston?
Yeah, I think it actually could be both, right? You have to think about home ownership as incremental steps. The ability to afford a reasonable, unburdened rent allows the family to save up money faster in order to buy the home that may fit their needs. But the accessory dwelling unit could also be considered to think about splitting up a home into two units of ownership. And often, studies have shown that when you do that within a single plot of land, that unit is often cheaper than what you would have in new construction that we see in the Innovation District or new construction even in the neighborhoods.
So what are the barriers to creating these types of units?
So Boston is a very, very old city, and our policies at the moment don't even have the language to acknowledge what an accessory dwelling unit is. And we as a team need to start thinking about how do we update and incorporate the language to fit the Boston context and not really, really be able to make policies that our community can use. And so the accessory dwelling unit language not only has to be incorporated, but think about how do we talk up to our residents to make use of this policy and to actually create new units that way.
How will you entice developers to increase rental units that are affordable for the middle class?
There are actually many different perspectives that we've been taking on that, one of which is a density bonus. As we are going and embarking on our first city planning, master planning, rezoning, for the first 50 years, we're rezoning the entire city. And one of the ways that we can really incentivize building for the middle income class is thinking about density bonus.
So in other words, let the builders increase the height of their buildings if they include more affordable units inside those buildings?
Yeah, this is something that many cities, particularly California, high-growth cities, has really embarked in using. But we're not talking about something outrageous. We're thinking, you know, moving from two stories to four stories or three stories to five stories.
One last question. Mayor Walsh says he wants Boston to become nothing more than the first city in the country to solve the middle-income housing challenge. That's a pretty tall goal. How do you think you'll be able to measure success?
I think there are multiple ways in which we consider this successful. A very simple metric is how have we increased our overall stock for that middle income bracket? And then secondly, I think we need to look at where is the price point for a family making within that 80 to 100% of the area median income, how much of the market can they afford and how much of the market can they buy? Just like when you started out, you know, we can't have a majority of our families and household only be affording a third of the city. We need every Bostonian, every new resident being able to live where they want to live and making the amount of money that they make.
Susan Nguyen, program co-manager of the City of Boston's new Housing Innovation Lab. Thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thank you, Bob.